Is therapy worth it if I'm high functioning? You showed up to the meeting, you closed the deal, you lifted, ran, journaled, and made dinner from scratch. By any metric, you're doing it. So when somebody suggests therapy, your first thought is, what would I even talk about? If you're high functioning and wondering whether therapy is worth your time, the answer is yes. And the reason is that your high functioning baseline is probably hiding 10 years of accumulated unprocessed weight that you've been carrying through performance. Therapy isn't only for crisis. It's also for the people who would otherwise keep going for another decade and pay an interest rate they didn't know they were taking on. Worth it is the wrong question. Worth it implies a transaction. Hours and dollars in, results out. By that math, therapy is hard to justify because the results are slow, internal, and don't always show up on a spreadsheet. Try a different question. What am I currently paying for not going?
Most high-functioning patients are paying in tighter sleep, shorter fuse with their kids, less curiosity at work, less interest in their partner, and a low-grade dread they've named stress because that word is acceptable. That's a high price. The fact that the bill is invisible doesn't mean you're not paying it. What therapy actually does for you? Forget the cliche. Therapy is not telling someone your problems while they nod. Modern, evidence-based therapy is closer to a coaching relationship with a trained nervous system mechanic. The clinician helps you notice the patterns that have been running on autopilot, build tools to interrupt them in real time, process the older material that's still steering decisions, develop language for things you've been swallowing for years. A 2023 American Psychological Association meta-analysis found that 76% of patients in regular therapy report meaningful improvement within 8 to 26 sessions, and effect sizes for cognitive behavioral therapy on anxiety and depression are larger than the effect sizes for many widely accepted medical interventions.
The "I don't know what I'd talk about" trap. This is the most common high-functioning objection. People imagine they'd sit down, the therapist would say, "What brings you in?" and they'd go blank. That's not how it works. The clinician's job is to find the material. They ask, they notice what you skip over. They notice what you laugh about that probably wasn't actually funny. They notice when your tone changes. You don't need a topic, you need an hour. What you'll probably uncover in the first month. Patients who walk in saying, "I don't really have anything wrong," usually find one or more of these in the first 4 to 6 sessions. A relationship pattern that traces back to childhood and is silently shaping their adult life. A specific kind of conflict that triggers an outsized response and explains a lot of past blowups. Anxiety that's been living in their body so long they thought it was their personality. Grief they never grieved. A core belief about themselves that's running every decision. You don't have to dig for these. They surface on their own when the room is safe enough.
The myth about high-functioning people not needing it. There is a quiet belief in high-functioning culture that therapy is for people who can't cope. The implication is, I cope, therefore I don't need it. This belief is the thing therapy would help you most with, because it's the same belief that keeps you from asking for anything from anyone, ever. The same belief that makes you the strong one in every relationship. The same belief that probably came from a childhood where being the strong one was the only safe role. Therapy isn't proof you can't cope. It's proof you've coped enough on your own and you're ready to do it differently. How we actually treat this at RSLNT. At RSLNT Wellness, high-functioning patients make up a real share of our caseload. We respect what works in your life, and we don't try to fix what isn't broken. Counseling that respects your time. Our clinicians use cognitive behavioral therapy and acceptance and commitment therapy. ACT especially fits high-functioning patients because it teaches you to make peace with feelings without letting them run the show. Sessions are 50 minutes, weekly or every other week. Most patients see meaningful shifts inside 12 weeks.
Medication management when therapy plus discipline isn't enough. SSRIs like sertraline and escitalopram, SNRIs like venlafaxine, and bupropion when motivation or fatigue is the issue. We adjust based on how you respond. We don't push pills. We don't withhold them either. TMS therapy when high-functioning patients have hit a wall. TMS is FDA-cleared, drug-free, and uses gentle magnetic pulses to wake up the part of the brain handling mood. Many high-functioning patients respond well because the underlying issue has been chemistry for a long time, hidden by discipline. frequently asked questions. Will therapy unravel things I'm holding together? A good clinician knows the difference between unraveling and integrating. They'll work at the pace your nervous system can handle. The goal isn't to break you open. The goal is to help you carry less without losing what's working. How often do I have to go? Typically once a week to start, every 2 weeks once you have momentum, monthly for maintenance once the deeper work is done. Some patients use therapy long-term as a tune-up. Some finish in 4 to 6 months. There's no required dose. Can I do this online? Yes.
We offer telehealth for therapy and medication management. TMS has to be in person at our Provo office because the device is calibrated to your skull. Most patients schedule TMS for early morning or lunchtime. A 15-minute call gives you better data than another year of guessing. You've earned the right to ask the question. The answer should come from a real conversation, not a Google search. Schedule a free 15-minute consult. We'll listen, ask a few questions, and tell you whether you'd benefit, and if so, where to start. No high-pressure pitch. I'm not a therapist or a doctor. I'm someone who went from suicidal ideation, major depressive disorder, and crippling anxiety to clarity of mind. I feel like I got my life back. RSL and Wellness is the place that helped me get there. If you're struggling, you don't have to figure this out alone.